The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Welcome, welcome, welcome in. You're listening to Plague Studios Midnight Breakfast, the Christmas edition. In this piece of music, you are hearing the live haunting sounds of Plague Society and their Christmas renditions at this holiday time of year.
Is it all right if I just go and sit in this corner and get drunk? I may sing quietly if that doesn't disturb you. It's just been... well, you know how it is.
Complete with free refreshments, LSD-laced Kool-Aid.
Do you have any idea?
No.
Less.
Nothing. What about you?
How much to tell?
Their spiritual world, madness. the church. What is this?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Radio waves can go through space. Aaron is playing as an example of audio transmissions that we got from SETI. Aaron, go ahead and play those samples from SETI. This is deep space. Astronauts on the outskirts of our own galaxy. Not human, not mechanical. Radio waves. Astronauts in the furthest realms of experience. The question is, how will people receive these messages in the future, or even alien life forms? Ben, go ahead and start the slideshow. Here we see Saturn, and many rings around Saturn. DEFCON 4. This concludes our radio broadcast.
Deepest regions of space. This is Sputnik 5, your radio station to the stars.
Many times, Yuri Gagarin would listen to this very station.
Cosmonauts.
I met a cosmonaut once.
Space sounds. Space. What is it? Will you and I be there in the future to find the answer? Nein, bitte. Space is as dark and void as a woman's vagina.
Anything about it. Like a swarm of locusts. The entertainment of his guests. Nero would illuminate his whole garden with bodies of live Christians covered in burning oil, strung up on flaming crosses, crucified. And at dinner, he'd have the Christians rubbed by his guard with aromatic herbs and garlic. Sewn up in sacks. And then they throw these sacks to the wild dogs.
Well, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
Terrible is what it is. You know, I can't drink whiskey like I used to could. My old belly just ain't no count. I get the shits every time, don't you know?
I'm sorry, Big George. I got some cruise shears that even Goldilocks never tasted. I think this is going to fix up your old gut.
This brain's a shit.
Why don't you shut your goddamn trap, you think you be?
Then, Mom, there's pots of these beans and spices, too. I'll try them.
Well, Sally, I don't give a pig's ass what everybody says. I still say you make a hell of a lot of beans. Now, why don't you say us a grace out of good luck with you?
Thank you, Big Jordan. I'd be delighted to do that. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will. will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, the wild beasts of the earth.
Amen.
What's a Philistine?
Was it just a little dirty person?
I don't give a shit who saw what, who did what, or who did who.
You're scared, ain't you? You should be. Christmas Eve is the scariest damn night of the year.
I'd be scared too, if I was you.
You know what happens Christmas Eve, don't you? You know all about Santa Claus.
He brings presents to all good boys and girls.
Your daddy told you that, didn't he? Well, I tell you something. Santa Claus only brings presents to them that's been good all year. To the ones that ain't done nothing naughty. Naughty. All the other ones. All the naughty ones. He punishes. What about you, boy? You've been good all year? You see Santa Claus tonight? You better run, boy. You better run for your life.
Snow is always one of my favorites. Wishing you the joy of the season. The weather looks good for Santa Claus tonight, with a full moon and a starry sky to help him find his way. The temperature right now here in 21 degrees. Ooh, well, let's listen to Christmas Fever.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And this show is brought to you by Bluebird Flower, the first and only name in flower. A little bit of mountain water and a few cups of Bluebird Flower, and biscuits will be served with dinner. Bluebird, the first and last name in holiday baking.
Christmas Eve is slowly fading. Can you hear him in the night? Close the door, turn out the light.
Light of cheer, this is how grand it is to feel so merry. Life is very gay when people catch the Christmas fever. How delightful on this eve when saints and angels sing among us. Holly hung just right and faces bright with Christmas fever. What a night of cheer this is, how grand it is to feel so merry. Life is very gay.
Trying myself. Try. Always try. Try. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. And to all the dying children of the third world, to all the bat cats and wash, Merry Christmas, you cocksucks. I'll see you all in hell. Ladies and gentlemen, at this joyous time of year, we hate to bring up things like Jews, niggers, and spicks. But in this melting pot, we call America, I say, God bless everyone, you cocksuckers. Merry Christmas.
Now, maybe it was the tequila talking or the smell of his perfume, but I was inclined to believe him. Seems 2,000 years ago, in a town that would be known to us as Down Under, Albany, there was born a little man, half kangaroo, half aboriginal. They called him Jesus. Now, as he told the story, it turns out that another baby was born in Bethlehem the same night and got all depressed. Christmas time's a hard time of year.
What the hell's wrong with that kid?
Very, very naughty.
Don't worry. Grandpa's not gonna hurt you. Wait right here, okay, honey? Daddy and I are gonna be right back.
I'm having a bad day.
Smells like somebody died in there, I think.
LSD seems to be in every hot body.
What is going to be the theme of your little
group? It's going to be a graduation ceremony and a commencement exercise. Other people that would like to know what you're doing.
Are you going to tell what's bad about LSD?
Not necessarily.
Will LSD be
in evidence at the graduation ceremony, Ken? Why don't you guys come?
Grandpa is nothing but a crazy old fool.
Mommy, you shouldn't have said that. It's naughty to say bad things about old people. Santa Claus will punish you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we have one of the most crude class personas from the United States. Everyone else was booked. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy will be spending Christmas with us. Why don't you give us one of your urban, you know, things?
All right. Sometimes when I'm alone on Christmas Eve, I got a very special package that I must unleash. Some say that it's false. Some may say it's fake. But what I call it is my Christmas trouser snake. It starts off soft, then it gets rock hard.
I grab it from the tip to the base of my nods. What I like to do with it, you might say quit. I like to grab a hold and make it spit. Penis pudding. Or to those who might know it across the way as white lavender. It's my liquid hot man magma. My man magma shoots like a volcano. Oh no, 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 no. After I'm done, you can best bet I lay back in the bed. Take a long drag from my cigarette. And you, baby, sitting there confused, young boy. But you just play with my long man toy. It's not a Tonka truck. It's not a squeaky bathtub duck. It's not even a tree from Blueberry Hill. It's just the pool that spills. Liquid hot man magma. Man magma, 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 magma. But a man magma, it'll burn you. Don't touch it, just swallow. Put it down into your deeply black hollows of your stomach. Of course, let me fill it up. I shoot so much I can fill up a cup from Red Robin. You know the kind that start out with a wide base and get skinny in the middle and then have a wide base at your face. Thank you.
Well, Andy, it sounds like Christmas went pretty good.
It went all right.
Now at my house, I get up about 7 a.m.
With your boyfriend.
And I start to cook the Christmas ham. A little bit of yams on the side.
Marshmallows.
And a sweet potato pie. We go ahead and gather about noon, taking a little football. You know, this year will be a little different because Dad passed away. But
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that.
We're not. Christmas will be joyous this time of year without Father. I just want to sing hallelujah. My Christmas present came early.
No, wait.
He died last night.
Wait.
He's on time. 12 more in-laws before Christmas, and my wish list is done.
Wait. Why would you say something? It's your father.
Because my daddy was no good.
Why would you say something about your
father? My daddy was a Rolling Stone.
A what?
A Rolling Stone. Wherever he laid his hat, you know, that was his home. That's the day my daddy died. And we're going to be happy this Christmas.
Flopping around the Christmas tree, we're having an epileptic Christmas. Blinking lights, they don't fuck with me. I'm having an epileptic Christmas. Call 911, this shall be fun. We're having an epileptic Christmas. Ambulance and a violence, we're having an epileptic Christmas. And when the paramedics come, tell them there's nothing wrong. Just kick me in the fucking head and bring me some eggnog. Flopping around, yeah, the Christmas tree, I'm having an epileptic Christmas. Blinking lights, they don't fuck with me. I'm having an epileptic Christmas. Call 911, this shall be fun. We're having an epileptic Christmas. Ambulance and a violence. We're having an epileptic Christmas.
At Christmas, I find myself oftentimes knitting and making little cozies. There's something I do at the holiday time for friends and family.
Well, now that's interesting because I normally choose to crochet.
Oh, really?
But see, the thing is, with knitting, it just seems so tedious and so tiring.
Knit what? Pearl too.
You're so funny. But what I do is I crochet.
You.
I like to crochet
fabric eggs, or as I call them, they're fabric eggs, because they are technically fabric, and they're shaped in ovals. I also like to crochet bear cozies for my sons, and champagne cozies for my lovers, if you know what I mean.
Now for a commercial break.
When I get hungry, I reach for Denison's Extra Chunky Chili, the type of chili that'll make you shit out of car.
And now only two for a dollar.
To all of the Iraqi troops and the resistance fighters, Merry Christmas. We here at Blake Studios would like to say Merry Christmas to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden at this glorious time of year. We respect that your God is not our God and that Christmas has nothing to do with you, but we wish you a Merry Christmas in a true spirit of open-aired feeling.
Well, ho, ho, ho. I don't get enough of this shit on the radio. It has to come into my store now.
What's the matter? You don't like Santa Claus?
It's good for business, bad for my stomach. A lot of phony sentiments, you know what I'm saying? What charity are you with?
What the hell are you doing that for? I'm holding you up, asshole. Put the money in the bag.
So it's not all phony sentiment, is it?
A lot of it's genuine greed.
All right, you!
$31. Merry fucking Christmas.
Thank you. I am not interested in what you think. I thought you finally understood that.
See you soon.